Okay, we are up to Yeshayahu Perek Nun Aleph, and we are continuing the sections of Nechama here in the second half of Sefer Yeshayahu. We continue the Haftorah for Parshas Ekev, right, which started off in the previous Perek, Batomer Tzion HaZavani Hashem, and this Perek, we finish that off, and we start the second half of the Perek with the Haftorah of Shoftim, Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem. So even before we get into the Perek, there's an interesting Abu Droham that quotes in the Seder HaParshios V'HaHaftoros on page Shin Gimel in the Abu Droham, he quotes a Medrash. V'yomer b'Medrash al derech tachas. That's a quote where the Medrash is. He quotes a Medrash. Ki tiknu from Rav Sadigon. Rav Sadigon quoting the Medrash. Ki tiknu lomar b'tchilas haftoros hanachamos nachamu nachamu ami. The first haftorah we had back a couple of prakim ago. Nachamu nachamu ami. Comfort me. Klomar kadosh baruch hu amar l'neviim nachamu nachamu ami. Hashem says to the neviim, go comfort the people. Right? The Medrash is going to pick up on the first phrase of every haftorah that it's really telling a story about a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So Hashem says to the neviim, Nachamu Nachamu Ani, Al Zeh Meshiva Knesses Yisrael. And to that, but Israel answer, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. What do you mean? We answer, Hashem has left me. Klomar Eini Mispayeses, Mini Chamas HaNeviim. I'm not interested in the neviim giving me comfort. Va'omer, Uri Uri, Liv She Oz, Zro Hashem Uri Kimei Kedem. That's in our parak. Right? We want Hashem. We don't want to go through Malachim. Ubekom Hashem Aftir b'makom Aftorah Zu Ani Asara Lo Ruchama Klomar Hanavim Chozrim Ba'omrim Knesset Yisrael Lo Nispaisa B'Tanchum Mishalanu Al Zeh Chodor Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, fine. Anochi Anochi Umenachem Chem. Right, Parsha Shoftim. Right, we are in our parak. I'll comfort you. V'yomer Od, and he says, Rani Akara Lo Yalada. Be rejoice the Akara that did not have children. Omer Kumi Orikiva Orech. Hashem says that Al Zeh Meshiva Knesses Yisrael. But Israel hear that it's Hashem that's going to be with them and not a malach and not a messenger. Sos Asis Hashem. Klomar Ata Yeshli Lasos Lismoach. Togel Nafshi Belokai Kil Bishani Bigdi Yesha. As we're going to get to all of those haftoros, but that is the story that is told. The Medrash says in the first phrase of all of these haftoros. So we're in the middle of two of those as we start off in Perek Nun Aleph, where we talk about Yeshayahu, again, giving chizik. That's what all of these programs have been, giving chizik to the Jews in Galus, and talking about the godless and the amazing quality of what's going to be La'asilavo. So says the Navi, Shimu Eli Rodfei Tzedek, Mivakshi Hashem, listen to me, those who seek out justice, those who seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Habitu, take chizik, Habitu al tzur chutzavtem, look at the rock which you were hewn from, V'al makeves bar nukartem, and the hollow of the pit where you were taken from. Look where your beginnings were. Habitu, and who's that referring to? The Tzur and the Makeves Bar, Rashi and the Radak say, but you just look at the next pasuk. Habitu al Avraham Avichem, al Sarah Tucholelchem. Avram and Sarah. Avram and Sarah are the rocks and the pits that we came from. What does that mean, the rock, the pit that we came from? So explains the Malbim. That if you see a piece of a rock and you want to know if it came from the larger mountain range, or you have a piece of a little piece of a rock, so know if it came from the larger, you have to measure it, you have to look at the color, you have to put it next to it and see if it fits in. Im nechzav even min atzura gadol, v'rotzim ladasim, even azeh nechzav min atzura zeh, yibachin b'shtei b'chinot. You'll have two ways to test. Sheyadamu es chelek el haklal, you put it next to the big, larger piece. Im mar'eyu tziv'o, v'kashav domel atzura gadol, it's the same texture, it's the same strength, it's the same color. And number one and number two, you have to see if it fits in. There's a specific spot. And that's what we say here. Check. Look at yourself. Look at your beginnings. Look at your avos. Says Yeshayahu, you came from Avraham. You came from Sarah. These were your beginnings. And the pasuk continues. Look at Avram, your father. Look at Sarah, Techolelcha, the one that gave birth to you. Ki echad kirativ va'avarcheu va'arbehu. What does that mean? Ki echad kirativ. So the simple understanding, some of the farshim say, Rashi. Ki echad haya yechidi beres kenan. Asher eglesiv sham me'artum imolazito. He was alone. Right? Avram Ivri, as the Medrash says. He was on the Eber Asheni. He was alone when he started believing in me, and I was with him. And that is exactly what we've read often, but we'll read it again, because this is where maybe the Rambam was also thinking about when he wrote these words in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph. The Rambam says, once Avram Avinu started thinking, Kivan shenigmal eitan zeh, hizchil l'shotet b'dayto v'katan, v'lachashe b'yom v'layla. He started wondering, how is there a manig? How is there a galgal without a manig? V'lo yielo manig, v'mi yisaviv oso, l'fishi efshir si yisavathat, it was impossible that the orbits and the sun and the moon, it's impossible that all these things happen by themselves. So, says the Rambam, v'lo hayelo lo melamed v'lo modia davar. He didn't have any teacher. Elamushka bo'or kazdim bein ovdi avodizara hatipshim. He was surrounded by fools. The aviv, the ima, the chalam, ovdim avodizara, the huayovani mayim. But he was alone. V'liba mishotenu mevin achahisig derecha emes v'haven kav hatzedek midaito anachona. Until he realized, but he was all alone. V'yada shekal ha'om toim. Unbelievable inner strength. He realized that the whole world was mistaken. The davar shegaram lohem l'toz, says she'ovdim esakochavim esatzuros, at she'avad ha'emes b'daitam. They worshipped the sun and the moon, they worshipped the physical. We discussed a couple of prakim ago, Rabbi Schwab's amazing thought about Avodah Zarah, and why this is compared to waste, right? That relates to what the Rambam just said. But either way, back to the pasuk. See, ki echad karativ. The Rashi and the Radak say it means when he was alone. Ki echad karativ. I called him avarchev avarbeu when I gave him a bracha there, and I was marbe. But there is another idea that is suggested. Ki echad karativ. Sarah and Avram together are called one. I called them one. What does that mean? There is an amazing Maharal based on a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us that Rebbe Bina'a went around to measure various kfaris to make sure that the Kohanim wouldn't go on it. So on Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph, it says Rebbe Bina'a went to Maras Machpelah. Kimatala Ma'arta to Avraham, Ashkechel Eliezer, Evan Avraham, to Kokoya Baba. Avraham was out of the Maras Machpelah was Eliezer, Evan Avraham. Armalei, Micah, Evan Avraham, what's Avraham up to? Armalei Gani Bakanfi de Sarah, he's lying in the arms of Sarah. Vakama Aini Liberace, and she's looking into his hair. Armalei, he said, tell him that Benoah's here, I'll go in. Bechulu. The Gemara continues, the Maharal goes through in the Chiddushi Agados, that there's a lot of symbolism to this. Gemara obviously is not meant to be taken literally. But what does it mean that Avram and Sarah, Avram was in Sarah's lap? Says the Maharal, it means that they were unified. It means that they were together more tighter than any other couple after them. Vida, says the Maharal, ki Avram v'Sara misachdim mitzad atzmam yosir mikol ish v'isha ba'olam. They had an achdus that was unlike any other. V'zeo sh'akasav omer, and this is what Yishayahu means. Quotes our pasuk. Habitu al Avram avichon al asarach tula alchem ki echad karativ. V'yal shneyem hu omer ki echad karativ. Ki Avram in Sara hu echad. Together they are echad. V'dover zeh, and why do they have to be echad? Even more than any other couple, says the Maharal. Mipnei ki Avram uhayat chatzcholas ha'olam. Avram was the beginning. Ki ikar ha'olam heim Yisrael. V'zulas zeh ha'olam hu tohu. V'aschalas Yisrael Avraham. Shehu aschalas hakol. V'aschala ra'ui shetiya achas. Beginnings have to be one. Ba'avur sha'aschala hu mipoel echad. Shu sibas haschala. V'lachein mizdame b'ma elasibas shemenu haschala. That's got to be one. And that's why Adam Arishon also, Adam was one until Chava was taken. But says the Maharal is a second shot, different than Rashi and the Radak here. But it means that Avram and Sarah became Echad. Why else does it say, does Yishayahu say, remember Avram and Sarah? So the Radak here quotes his father, who says, just like Avram and Sarah, Bizman shen noashu, shnehem, miyoslam ben, lezik nusam, oz pakatiya v'nathadilam ben, just like Avram and Sarah, they gave up hope. After they gave up hope, they were beyond. That's when I gave them the Yeshua. I gave them a son. So to Yisrael. Ken Yisrael, achar sheyarech galusam ma'od. Achiyu noashim in ha'geula. Once you give up, it's going to be so long. You're not going to think Mashiach is coming anymore. You're going to say, oh, real ani ma'amin. But you're right, I know it's not going to come. No, oz yifkadei makel v'yotziyim in ha'galas, Hashem will take you out. Beautiful. So that's how Yishayahu starts off by saying, remember Avraham and Sarah. And it continues with the famous pasuk, and this is the last pasuk of the Haftarah for Akev. Ki nicham Hashem Tzion, nicham kol charvo. So Hashem is going to bring comfort to Tzion and all of its desolate places. Vayasa midbara ke'eden, v'yarvasa kagan Hashem. I'll make all of the deserts into Eden, into wonderful gardens. V'yarvasa kagan Hashem. Sason v'simcha yimatziba, there'll be happiness, toda v'kol zimra. Beautiful pasuk describing the geula. Rabbi Schwab has an amazing ha'ara. Once you see it, you're like, oh, it has to be that. There's no other question. The midbar is turned into an Eden, and the Arava, and the other waste area, wastelands are turned into a Gan Hashem. Put those two words together. Gan Eden. right? Ke'eden and Kegan. Rav Schwab says, when Mashiach comes, we're going to go back to the time period of Gan Eden, from before Adam and Chava got thrown out of Gan Eden. That's the goal. That's what the Ramban writes also in his commentary in a number of places on Chumash. Says Rabbi Schwab here, with the final Geula, the historic process of the world will have achieved its purpose, that mankind return to Gan Eden. When man was created, God put him into Gan Eden, but he was expelled from it because of his sin. However, the Geula will signal the dawning of the era in which mankind led by Yisrael will have come full circle and return to the status of Adam Arishon, Kodemachet. The lost Gan Eden will be restored, but this time Tzion will be the Gan Eden. That's what he says here. Vayesem midbar ke'eden v'yarvasa kegan Hashem. Beautiful, a deeper idea. And then Sasod v'simcha yimati v'atod v'gozera. Wonderful, Sasod and Simcha, happiness. Obviously, what did happiness mean? Something deeper. It doesn't just mean happiness. That's not the goal of Judaism, right? The pursuit of happiness is not what we believe in. Happiness is something to be used. There is a fascinating Gemara, which we've quoted in the Poor and other contexts, the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Memches, where the Gemara describes that there were two heretics, one named Sason and one named Simcha. And they were having an argument with each other, who was greater. And then the Gemara tells a story about the heretic named Sason was talking to Rabbi Avo. And he says to Rabbi Avo that you're going to serve me in the future, as it says, Ushavte Mayim B'Sason, right, Pesukim earlier in Yeshayo. Amarle says Rabbi Avo, if it says Lisason, fine. But it says Bisason, which means I'm going to take your skin, make it into a canteen, I'm going to fill it with water. What is going on here? So the Bali Moser explained. The Sason said and held that Sason and Simcha are the goals. That's what we yearn for. Simcha, isn't that that's what we always, that's the goal of life, happiness? And Rabbi Avo said, no. It's a means. It's a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ivdu as Hashem, b'simcha. Simcha is a tool, it's a means, but that's not the goal. That's not the goal itself. In general, it's interesting, I saw once pointed out, in davening most of the time, hardly ever, we never ask for simcha. We ask for refuah, we ask for yishuah. We don't ask for simcha. We say samcheinu b'mitzvosecha. That's not really asking for simcha, because simcha is a state of mind. And simcha is a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the goal that you get. It's all about how we take it and what we do with the situations that we are put in. But that's what it says here. Sasa v'simcha yimatzi ba, to be found in it, but as a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw that Rinas Yitzchak also suggests, based on a Briska Rav, that maybe Sason and Simcha are referring to mitzvos that we yearn to do. Right? The Briska Rav says, Simcha la'artzecha v'sason li'irecha. Well, we just want simcha. So he says, Bikurim. Simcha is a reference to Bikurim, which can only be brought up as Mana Simcha, right, between certain times of the year. And suggest the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe Sason is referring to Nisach HaMayim, Ushavta Mayim B'Sason. So Simcha V'Sason V'Simcha Yimatziba, maybe our Pasuk is saying that there's going to be the Avodos, the Simcha Avodos of the Beis HaMikdash. Interesting. We continue now with more Pesukim about Yemos HaMashiach. Hakshivu Eli Ami. Listen, my nation, Yeshayahu says, talking to us throughout the generations. Ulaumi Eli Azinu. Listen. Ki Torah Me'iti Teitzei. Little different than what we had back in Perek Beis. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. But the Radak puts it together. He assumes it's the same. Torah is going to come out from me. What is from me? I'm going to bring Mashiach. Mashiach is going to be the leader of the world. He's going to inspire everyone to learn and to follow Hashem. So it's the same idea. Me'iti Teitzei. It'll go out from me, but Mashiach is going to be the Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it's going to be. U'mishpati Lo'or Amim Argia. And my judgment, Lo'or Amim, to the light of nations, Argia, I will calm them. I will make them ragua. Remember we had earlier that also in that same Perek and Perek Beis, the famous pasuk that Hashem said, there won't be any more melchama, there won't be any wars, and the v'chitzu charvosam le'itim v'chaninu sosein l'mazmeiros, lo'isa goya goya mecherev, v'lo yilmudu on melchama, Yeshayahu says in Perek Beis. That's what being referred to here too, that Mashiach is going to lead in chachma and in shalom. Karov tzidki yatza yishi. My tzedek is close, it's going to happen soon. The Malbim says, what's tzidki? In life, in so many generations, we don't understand. Sadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo. We see the righteous having difficult lives. We see the wicked having easy lives. Karov tzidki, yatza yishi. It's all going to be understood. Uzro'ai amim yishpotu. Right, with my outstretched arm, I will judge those nations that deserve judgment. Eli'im yikavu, the islands will come and yearn to be with me. V'ozro'i yayachelun. As to describe the whole world, will center around Yerushalayim and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Su, and the next pasuk is one that has many interpretations. Su l'ashrayim enechem abitu al-arets mitachas. Look at the heavens, look at the earth. Ki shamayim ke'asha nimlachu, v'ha'aretz kabega tivle. the heavens and the earth, they could wilt and they could be destroyed. The Yoshvei Kamochen Yimus, and everybody could die. Vishuasi lo olam tiyeh, but my salvation will be forever. So what does that mean? If the world's destroyed, then there's no salvation. So it might just be the Radak says that maybe it's just Derek Kuzma. You know, but the world will stop existing before I don't bring a Yeshua. It's just emphasizing that he's going to bring a Yeshua. But Rashi goes to other pshatim. Rashi says maybe it's referring to the Sarim, the Sar of the Shemayim, the different angelic powers that Hashem has created, the Sar of Esav and the Sar of this and the Sar of that. They will be destroyed, but my Yeshua will be forever. My promise will be forever. Or Rashi quotes the second Deah that even the Shemayim and the Aretz, they're physical. Eventually, after millions of years, they change over time. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my promise will never change. My Yeshua is happening. Shimu elayo de tzedek, am Torah si b'libam. Listen to me, those who follow Kadosh Baruch Hu and have Torah in their hearts. Al tiru, cherpas enosh, don't be scared or upset that the nations throughout history embarrass you. Umigiduvo sam al techasu, and from their blasphemy. Don't be scared. Kikabeged yochleim ash v'chatzemer yochleim sas. The moths and the worms will eat right through them. V'sidkasi lo'olam tia v'shuasi l'dor darim. Hashem again emphasizing that He is forever. And then Yishayo has a tefillah. Do it already, Hashem. Uri, Uri. A number of the phrases from the Chadodi are from this parak and the next parak. Uri, Uri, livshi ozro Hashem. Lift up your arms, save us. Uri kimei kedem. If you look in the Malbim goes through these psukim beautifully and says it's a long conversation. This whole section between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael says to Hashem, Uri, wake up, zro Hashem, show your arm, show your nisim. Please redeem us. That's what just like you did in all the other in history. Says the Malbim. I'll read it. Uri, Uri, misaper vikuach. Bein Yisrael Hashem, Yisrael Tohanim Hashem, Me'achash Yosam Valo Mimei Kedem Asim Amnisim, and it flows. You did so many miracles for the Jews in Mitzrayim, and they didn't deserve it, right? They didn't have any. Madua Hakem Shaloi Ruyim Lahem, Madua Lo Yaso Kenato. Why don't you do that for us too? Right, and we look in these psukim now. Pasuk Yud. Halo Ati Machatzeves Rav, you destroyed Mitzrayim. Rav Mitzrayim. Mecholelas Tanin. Ati Amachreves Yam, you dried up the Yam by Kriyas Yamsuf. Hasama. Ma'amake yom derech laver geulim, you led us through. Ufduye ha'yashem yeshuvun, the same pasuk that appeared back in Perek Lamed Hey appears here. The Abar Benel says there it was a nevuah, here it's a tefillah. The redeemed ones will return. Uvo tziyam barina, v'simcha salam arosham, bring us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring us back. But Hashem answers, Anochi, this is the Malbim still talking, Anochi, Anochi, hu menachemchem. It's not me that's changed. You want me to do the same thing? I'm the same Hashem. Anochi, Anochi. Right? I'm exactly who I was then, thousands of years ago. Anochi, Heshiv, Loyam Hashem. Atem Omrim, Uri, Zro Hashem. You want me to do miracles? Ki'ilu ani nishtanesi b'masha yisim yekadem. As if I've changed? Lokein. Anochi, Anochi, you. Ani hu misha yiti. Ani lo nishtanesi. I'm the same. You've the one that's changed. Me at, the psukim continue. Who are you? Vatiri me enosh yamus. You're scared of people. Uben adam chasir nasin, human beings who are going to die one day and go back in under the grass. Vatishka Hashem osecha, you forgot that Hashem is your creator. Osecha is present tense. Still involved in the world. Nota shemayim v'yosid aretz. Vatafachi tamid kol hayom. And you're scared mevnechem asameitzim. You're just focusing on natural law. You think that I govern. And the world is governed. And Am Yisrael is governed by nature. That's so wrong. You're so misguided. Right? You're scared. Obviously, you have to have ishtavus. But ultimately, that represents a lack of bitachon. Right? We know there's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to make sure that one has proper bitachon. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch discusses this, and the Rambam, I'll read it from the Rambam and from the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva says that we have to have proper awe. We have to, obviously, like we said, have our ishtablos in terms of defense, but recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Ki somar bilvavcha rabim ogayim o'ela mimeni eicha ucha lahorisham. Ki teitela melcham alayivecha. Says the Shari Tshuva, this is in Gimel Lamed Beis. Shem Yira Adam Kitzara Krova Tia Yeshua Hashem Bilvavo Yiftach Aleha. And the Rambam describes this beautifully at length in Hilchos Malachim Umilchamoseihem. Says the Rambam, Umeachashi Kanis Adam Bekishri Amalchama. Once you get into the battlefield, Yishan al Mikveh Yisrael, Umoshio Beisara, Vyedash al Yichod Hashem Uosim Milchama, Vyasim Nasha Bechapo, Velo Yira Velo Yifached. Right, focus! Don't be scared! Focus, you're finding for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yishayahu was faulting them for here. Realize you're not, yes, you have to bat the battles, but you have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge. You're not focusing on them. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Yemei Zikaron on page 175, we have so many worries, but they're so petty. And they're so trivial. We worry about a certain job, we worry about COVID, and we worry about money. But we don't focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you, and he quotes this pasuk. Ayichem es hameitzek. You're so nervous then that it doesn't happen in the end. Miart so'ali paseach v'lo yamus l'shachas. Again, a phrase that's difficult to translate. The Radak says it means that Klai Yisrael are going to come back quickly. They're going to come out of the jail quickly. V'lo yamus l'shachas. They're not going to die in the pit. The Radak says the klal. The Prat, there are many Yechidim, Rachman al-Islam, that have died in Galus. But they're going to come quickly. Vanochi Hashem alokecha, roga hayam, I'm going to calm the sea. Vayemu galav, Hashem svako shemo. Vasim dvarei beficha, I will put my word in their mouths. Meaning they'll be inspired by the Torah. Vitzel yadai kisisicha, and in the shadow of my hand I will cover them. Lintosh vayim v'lisod aretz, to form the basis of heaven and earth. To say that Sion, you are my nation. The Yerushalmi in Meseches Tainis, Darshans on this pasuk, the big three. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim. The big three of the world stands on. Masam Devari, Beficha, that's Torah. Ubitzel Yadi, Kisisicha, that's Chesed, that's what you do with your hands. And then, Vlintoa Shoyim, Velisod Aretz, that's a reference to Karbanos, which holds up the world. And that is Avoda. So you have in this pasuk Torah, Avoda, and Gilas Chesed, the three, Yesodos and Amudim that the world stands on. Hisori, Hisori! Another phrase from Kabbalah Shabbos. Wake up! Meaning the Malbim continues the conversation and says, Hashem says it's up to you. You come back. Kumi, Yerushalayim asher shasis miad Hashem es kos chamasu. You've had such terrible tragedies throughout the Doros. As kubaz kos hatareila shasis matis. You've squeezed out every little tragedy that it could be. Ein menala mikol banim yadi. There's no more leaders. There's nobody taking your hands. I'll take care of you. Says the parak finishes up. Shtaimena koros asayach. You've had so many tsaras. Double, shod, shever, rav. Describing all the tzaris, Hashem says, "Komar Adonai Hashem, I'm going to take it away from you. I'm going to take away no more tzaris, and I'm going to give it to them. I will put it on those who torture you. The ones that tell you go down and step on you, Hashem says, I will give them the tzaris that were on you. Again, a parak that's supposed to be focused on nechama. The Medrash also talks about how the Yishayo always has double Lashonos, right? In this parak, right? We just had Hisori, Hisori, Uri, Uri. In the next parak, we have Uri, Uri. We had Nachamu, Nachamu. Yishayo always gets double Lashonos because Hashem gives him such Nechama to give and pass on to Klal Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue.